Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Cox,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey, everybody, it's me. It's JAC, and welcome back to the Woodward Fail Music Speaks podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm your professional handicapped host, James Cox, and I'm sorry, I'm not the voice of Scooter from Muppet still. After 3 or 4 years, I'm not. Come on now.
I wish that you were.
I know. That'd be
but
so
you're
great.
Not.
Yeah.
And then there's me, Amanda Dolan. I may not know the name of the song, the artist of the album, like the other guys here, but chances are I will sing along loudly, proudly, and poorly. Just ask my kids. They will also tell you I am not a regular mom. I am a decluttering, get rid of all the extra stuff mom right now.
Yes. And I think we all do need to do that because there's some stuff that I've had for years and years and years. I'm like, I need to throw this away? I don't know. Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm actually going to.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. All of a sudden? Hang on. You can't hear me? Because it says let me try that. Can you hear me better now? I can't hear you now. Ha. No, it says everything's working. Okay, everything looks right on my end. I can hear it. I can see that I'm talking.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
You again. Can you hear me?
I can. I don't know. See, that's why we switched, you know.
Where do you want to, like, do you want to start over somewhere or?
No, we'll just say, we'll just go from you saying about your cluttered stuff. And yeah. I'll just splash it together. Yeah.
So yeah, right now I'm like getting rid of all of the extra stuff in my house because there's too much stuff.
Too much stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've been in my house for over 20 years and you just accumulate.
But your house is not like hoarders, is it?
No. It's okay. Just, you know, that.
I love that show. That show is so great.
Oh, I do too. I'm fascinated by that show.
I haven't seen it in years, though.
No, but I mean, it's the stuff like I have, you know, like my garage, like that's I can park a car in my garage. So there's that. Yeah. So it's not like, you know, hoarder, that's anything nice. Like that. It's just, you know, like I had a whole box of, like, I don't know, or books. Like I still had a whole bunch of like my kids' books. Yeah. From when they were like little, and I don't need those.
Yeah, but
you know, they're just taking up space.
Right? Yeah, but those are keepsakes to give you.
I kept some of them.
Okay.
I kept some of them, but like the ones that are, you know, were torn up or, you know, whatever, that kind of stuff, or, you know, old decor that I didn't need anymore. Yeah. You know, vases, be fancy. Okay. I got rid of my vases.
And the vase or vase.
I think it's only a vase if you're fancy, and I'm gonna pretend like I'm fancy.
You're like a millionaire. It's vase.
It's a vase. Yeah, I do have one.
If you're a redneck like me, it's a vase man. It's, you know,
vase.
There's a vase, mate. Yeah, right.
I'm actually gonna talk a little bit more about like the decluttering later, but I think that, you know, we all like a lot of us just have more stuff than we need.
Yeah.
And so I'm just trying to simplify my life and enjoy, you know, have things that bring me joy. Not quite Marie Kondoing the whole like get rid of everything, but because isn't she like the if you just like you hold it and if it brings you joy, then you keep it. And if it doesn't, then you get rid of it. Like, right. I don't have time for that. It's just like I don't need this. I'll get rid of this thing. This I'm not sure about. I'm going to hang on to it. That's where I'm at right now.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I mean, when you buy stuff, like, then collect more stuff, you're like, do I really need this in my life? And like in my later life, and you're like, nope. And, you know.
And sometimes you do.
It always wonders, like of that show called Hoarders. If anybody has seen it, it's a great show. It's about these couples or like individual people collecting a lot of stuff over the years. I wonder what goes through their mind is like, if I don't need it, let it go. Because I wonder what, you know, what goes through the mind about not throwing stuff away. I don't know.
Well, you know, I think like when you watch that show, they always do a little bit of a backstory on the people. Yeah. And I think that a lot of, and it has to do with like this fear of not having something. Like it's an anxiety disorder. I think hoarding is, I don't know how to describe it, but I think like my understanding is it can be like a form of obsessive compulsive disorder, which is like you obsessively hold on to things because like you might need it someday or there's a compulsion to spend. So you just buy and buy and buy, and then you don't want to get rid of it because you've wasted the money or whatever. Yeah. So, but I think there's like a actual pathology there. I don't think that that's where I'm at. I'm just trying to make my home more comfortable.
Yes, and more decluttered is what we all strive to be. So
yes,
but this time on this episode we're doing another Cover Wars, and I figured it's time for us to do another Cover Wars because haven't done it in a while.
We haven't done one in a while, and I've kind of been missing in action because I had my voice decided it was going to disappear, and it was wild. I wasn't sick or anything; I just couldn't speak. Sounded horrendous.
Have you listened to the episode that me and Blake did with Anne Swanson?
Yes, I wish I had. Oh my god! There.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because we were Amanda would love you, dude. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been a wild couple weeks around here. My partner's son came to visit from Boise. My kids were on spring break. It's just everyone in my house was sick. It's been just a wild couple weeks.
Yeah, you had a busy schedule, yeah. Yeah, but I wanted to do this of cover for a while now because I remember asking y'all, and we just didn't make it happen for some reason. But this time we're covering Oh Sherry by Steve Perry. That rhymes.
Yes.
I didn't know it.
Oh Sherry by Steve Perry. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, cool. I made the joke, right?
Uh-huh. There we go. Yeah. I love that. You're a poet and you didn't even know it. Isn't that what they?
Yes. Yeah. That's the saying. That's the saying. Yeah. Yeah. So, so if you didn't know Steve Perry, he was a singer, and we'll have got to have Miss Amanda tell you about him.
Yeah. So he was born in January of 1949, singer-songwriter, and he was the lead singer frontman of the rock band Journey during their most successful years from 1977 to 1987. And then again in the late 90s, 95 to 98. That would be the late 1900s, as some of my children's friends like to say. So you were born in the 1900s?
Yes
the 1900s. Yeah. He wrote and co-wrote several of the songs. He also had a successful solo career in the mid-80s to the mid-90s. And so that is kind of where Oh Sherry came in. He has just the most amazing voice. He'd been dubbed the voice, originally coined by John Bon Jovi. And he is ranked in the top 100 greatest singers of all time. So Oh Sherry is the debut solo singer for Steve Perry. It was written by Perry, Randy Goodrum, Craig Cramp, and Bill Cuomo. The song was recorded and released on Perry's first solo album, Street Talk, in 1984. And he actually released that while he was still a member of Journey, which is interesting to me. I don't know why I find that interesting, but I do, that he was still in a band and released this really incredible album at the same time he was there. The song is often regarded as an honorary Journey song, probably because it came out while he was still in the band.
Right.
And it was credited to the band on several hit compilation albums and in other media. Obviously, it sounds like the trademark sound of the band because, frontman, same, artist sang it, wrote it, which is awesome. This proved to be Perry's live swan song with the band. The song was written in F major. And this song was Perry's biggest hit as a solo artist as well. It was written for his then girlfriend, Sherry Swafford, who also appeared in the music video. The song hit number 3 on the pop chart and number 1 on the rock chart in the US. And partly aided in its success by a music video release to promote it, which received heavy airplay on MTV when MTV still showed music videos. Two of the song's co-writers and supporting musicians, Bill Cuomo and Craig Cramp, I really hope I'm saying that name right, earlier performed on Kim Carnes' signature song, Betty Davis Eyes. Love that song, in 81. And Cuomo performed the keyboard riff on Perry. He's also responsible for the keyboard riff on Betty Davis Eyes. And Cramp was the drummer on Betty Davis Eyes. But Larry London was the drummer for Oh Sherry. Cuomo, Cramp, and Perry started composing the song at approximately midnight with little more than a simple chorus of "Oh Sherry" and "Hold On, Hold On," plus a few simple sounds. Swofford had been in the room with them initially, but had gone to sleep because of the late hour. So, and then that classic music video was shot in the historic entertainment venue, the Park Plaza Hotel, which is now called the MacArthur. It's in LA. The video opens with what appears to be an elaborate formal royal wedding, complete with a bride in a large wedding dress, various royal court members, trumpet players, a minister, and a man wearing a royal robe and a crown. As the bride approaches the altar and groom, she kneels. He takes off his crown, revealing he is Steve Perry. And then he complains that he can't do this. So the director yells cut and the camera moves back and it shows that it's just a movie set. Scenes restarted. And then it begins with like him singing a cappella. So the first few lines of the song are just him singing a cappella. He sings a few more lines and then the music starts. As he sings below at a large entrance, similar to that of a church or a train station, his girlfriend Sherry walks in wearing a white skirt. He continues to sing, then runs downstairs to sing to her as she smiles and laughs. Then he embraces her as the song ends. As the director calls out to Perry, imploring him to resume the video, Perry escorts Sherry out as they exit with his arms around her. So, you know, very, I don't know what that is about, like the 80s music videos, right? Where it's like, right. Oh, it's going to be this big thing. Nope. We're going to make it like simple. And it's just me singing.
Right. You know, have you heard of divine interventions? Well, not divine intervention, but, okay. So I was on Facebook like last night because I knew we were doing this cover. Mm-hmm. And I saw this picture. I don't know. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up. Yes. Here we go. And I saw this picture. I'm like,
oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah. No,
the same face, the same like.
I don't know what happened to it. Oh, like, okay.
There. Okay. I see it.
I had to take this off. Yes. Okay, oh, yeah, so yeah. It says Steve Perry, lead singer in the legendary jazz band Journey, and then the girlfriend Sherry Swofford, who was inspiration for one of the band's very old Sherry. So I saw this picture. I'm like, oh wait, perfect.
We're doing that.
Yeah. So
I figured the universe knew.
Right. Yes, it did, and that's pretty weird too because I mean, here we were doing it today, and I saw that thing yesterday. You know. So,
or
awesome.
The right. Googles and the whatever yeah. are all listening to your brainwaves. And
I guess that's called divine intervention, right? Where you sleep, look at, I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. What is it? I don't know. I would kismet or no, what is that?
I guess it would be,
I don't know.
Like a premonition or something.
Yes, that maybe. I'm sure. I don't know what any of those who things knows? Are.
Who knows?
Always like that coincidence or, but there are no coincidences. I think it's, you know.
No, everything.
Things happen.
Yes, yes.
So. Yes, there's, all right. Which is wild. So.
So.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Yes. I mean, I've been a real big fan of this song forever. And I think I've heard it back in the 80s, but I'm really not sure, you know. Because my parents were like a country, you know, family.
Oh, I don't know how you could have missed this song in the 80s, though, right?
Yeah, because I mean, it was everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. And you're right. I think it is odd that he released a solo album when he was still with Journey, you know, which is kind of like foretelling that he was going to leave, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, surely.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Surely they knew, but there have got to be other artists that have done that. And I'm sure yeah. that Blake would know, yeah. you know, a dozen. He could just yeah. name them off the top of his head. And I.
Blake knew what they were thinking about everything.
I don't know. I don't yeah. know any of that stuff. I just know music.
Right. Well, I know music, but I don't know as much as he does because he's a master of useless music knowledge here. And when we're
he has a weird ability.
Yeah,
that I do not possess.
It kind of makes me sick, you know. Sometimes, because I'm just like, I know a lot, but that dude knows a lot more, you know. So
much. It's wild. I just know what I like to listen to and listen to, and occasionally I retain random facts along the way.
Occasionally, right.
So, yeah, I'm excited to hear some covers of this.
Yeah.
Because it's such a classic, like iconic song. So
now this first guy, he has a last name that we are going to butcher. So we're so sorry.
He goes by Dan Vask. So let's just call him Dan Vask.
Perfect.
That's what he goes by on YouTube. So Dan Vask.
All right.
Because I can't. And he is, 34 years old. He's almost exactly 10 years younger than you and I.
Oh my
actually
God.
like very, very almost exactly.
Yeah.
Smack in the middle of our birthdays, but 10 years later.
Yeah.
So he is professionally and on YouTube known as Dan Vask. He's a Brazilian heavy metal singer and songwriter. In 2017, he was frustrated that he failed all the negotiations with all of these record companies. And was also dealing with the grief of his father's death by cancer. So he decided he would build himself his own audience for his work. And so he created a YouTube channel where he is known for doing covers of various songs, either of bands that are already metal or metal covers of non-metal bands and or artists. I haven't found one of him doing the song "We'll Make a Man Out of You" from Mulan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So all kinds of stuff. He's also a member of the heavy metal band Fearless, whom he's released one studio album called "Chronicles of Ancient Wisdom" in 2019, as well as one EP before that, which was "Ancient Wisdom." They're both released independently. And their band is currently working on a second studio album. And then the other kind of fun thing about him is in 2021, he wrote, recorded, and produced the intro theme song for the weekly web show Friday Night Tights, titled "All Hail Friday Night Tights." The song pays homage to 80s cartoon openings. And I watched the opening a couple times and it was definitely gave me that 80s intro vibes. So he's a clearly a talented guy. So let's listen to him.
And I think I love you the most right now because I always wanted to hear a version of a metal song with this. So this is gonna be great for me. Yeah. So here, okay.
I'm excited.
Right. Okay, here we go. So it's Dan Vask with O'Sherry cover. Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Knowing how I made you feel, how I should have been gone. After all your words of steel, ooh, I must have been a dreamer.
Must have been a dreamer, no.
And I must have been someone else. And we should have been home.
Oh,
it's on. Oh, it's on.
my friends. Thank you very much for watching. Sorry, I just wake up realizing that I forgot to record the outro. Yeah, ask and you shall receive. I did this song because you guys asked me to, and it is my pleasure to deliver, especially Steve Perry. Keep letting me know what you guys want to hear on this channel on the comment section. Here's a couple more videos that might also entertain you. I hope to see you next time. Until then, my friends, have yourselves an epic day.
All right, let's get us back on there. All right. I can see you.
We'll get into it. And should we wait to?
So you mind if I go first? So, I do love that song. I do love that version. To be frankly honest, I love that version. He reminds me of the voice of Steve Perry so much. It's kind of like a deeper voice, but you can still hear that sound. And that's not metal. I don't know. No, that's not metal. That's more like a rock cover.
Yeah.
Metal is like blast beats and time signatures and all the other stuff that they can tell you that I can't because I'm not smarter than him.
You just don't know all the things of that, you just know lots of other things.
I'm not a drummer, he's the drummer, and he knows all about that stuff. But it's okay, you know. I mean, it's not what I wanted it to be.
His voice is amazing, he has a beautiful, beautiful voice, and also we've talked about this. It just reminds me of the original. It doesn't give me something like really new and exciting. That is not to say that it's not great. It's just, I wanted more metal-y and
we wanted metal.
That's not what I got.
Yeah. Well, maybe his band is metal, but he's, I don't know.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I thought he does metal covers of lots of things, that's what like I would be getting.
Right.
But not as much as I wanted. So
right.
That's okay. Still sounds incredible.
Yeah.
He has spectacular hair.
Right. Yeah. I wonder hair gel you go through or like, you know, upkeep with that.
I don't know. He's gotta spend some time on that hair. If he doesn't, I'm jealous.
Are your dogs having a fight over there?
I don't know what is happening with them. Because there's nothing happening. Nothing. They're in the other room.
Okay. It's all good.
Oh. No?
What, someone there?
I have no idea what is happening. Hang on.
Did the mailman come? Did they chase after the mailman? No.
No. Like the trash guys have already been here for the day. Mail already came. Amazon came. I have no idea.
Right.
Cool. But maybe probably the neighbor's dogs are losing their mind. So let's give them a second.
Okay. Yeah.
Hang on. I'm going to mute myself for just a sec.
Okay. Yeah. Cause, that song right there just didn't scream metal to me, you know, cause when you think about metal, you think about blast beats and what I said, and that reminds me of a good AC/DC song, you know? I mean, it's all there. It's a
great song. I loved it.
That's not what Amanda and I were looking for, which is okay, you know?
But if you
like that, please reach out to us, and we're going to tell you where you can reach out to us before. But never fear, we have another cover song that Miss Amanda found.
This is female artist. I'm probably going to butcher her name as well, but I'm going to try my hardest. She is Aliona Verushina. She is also 39. That way, but they're both, you know, 39. She is Russian-American. She's a YouTuber, composer, pianist, performer, arranger, and musician. She does almost exclusively covers from many famous songs. She was born in Moscow and moved to the United States in March of 2020. She has an interest in both music and makeup, and she actually has two YouTube channels. One that's all about music and cover, and the other is all about makeup. And she has covered artists from Sebastian Bach, Aerosmith, Kiss, Michael Jackson, Skid Row, The Beatles, and more. And then her makeup channel is called Ali Art, which has more subscribers even than her music channel does, which is wild. She performs in two bands all over the world, primarily in these two bands. One called Plumbum. There we go. Plumbum Dreams and Back from the USSR, which both I kind of watched a few videos.
Back from the USSR makes me think about the Beatles cover band. You know,
it is a Beatles cover band.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Same book. Bam. Look at that. I knew something.
Yeah, and Plumbum Dreams is a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Oh, nice. I bet she can.
So she's like classic. Yeah, she goes back to the mid-1900s for her.
Right. So, okay. So this is, how do you say her first name again?
I'm sorry. Allie. We'll just say Allie.
We know an Allie. Perfect. Okay.
So, yes.
So this is Allie's version of Steve Perry, Sherry by Steve Perry. Still rhymes, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And 3, 2, 1.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all. Should have been over now. Oh, Sherry, I love you.
Okay, so the thing I do like about that video is that she brought out like some kind of 80s vibe, if you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, 100%.
It's when she was looking off to the camera, you can see that they had some 80s motion going on. I picked that up real good.
Oh, yeah. It definitely felt like straight out of the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
All of it. I mean, and I loved that, like, you know, you saw her singing the backup for herself. You know,
Well, see, they both did. Her and and that gentleman were both the background singer, which is kind of odd because if you do the cover song.
Oh, I was gonna say, but the way that they did it gave me Olin Mills portrait vibes from the 80s.
That's so great.
That's 100% what it was, reminded me of.
That is 100% true, you know? Because, Olin Mills, geez, I haven't heard of them in years. But yeah. These are like.
I feel like I let you down because these were not.
No, I mean, they were both great in their retrospective units, I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But they didn't blast me or Amanda away like most cover songs do on this.
It felt like, and I'm gonna say this, and I mean this without disrespect at all, but they both felt more like karaoke songs than true cover songs.
Yeah.
And I just mean that they stayed, you know, very like close to the original. And there's nothing wrong. I'm not complaining about it. It's just when I hear a cover, especially like in Cover Wars, I want to be like, oh, that's unique and different. And I'm not, you know, that's something new.
Right.
And this didn't feel like that.
Yeah. I agree. But now comes the time where we have to either one or the other. And I think you know me real well. So I'm going to go with Ally's cover. Only because I like women's voices a lot better than most men. I found that her range is like bar none, like to the top, you know.
Yeah.
But
I loved her voice, but man, Dan Bass, that like
Dan did a supreme job too. Yeah, because his voice was so deep and powerful and raw, you know. So it's kind of hard today.
Because neither of them, because I feel like I'm picking the voice and not the cover.
Right. Yes. And that,
if that makes sense to y'all out there. And I really like Dan's voice. So I'm gonna go with Dan.
Yeah.
James is going with Ally, so y'all let us know who you think the winner is. Mm. You can be our tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Don't
Jeff come on to Jeff. No, you don't want Jeff to be
He keeps voting against me.
That's the first time he agreed with you, and then the second time he agreed with me.
Okay, so this is my turn. Okay, so Jeff, it's my turn. Pick me.
Okay, no. How about we get Blake on this? Because Blake is here. So maybe he can, for sure.
Yeah, we'll find. We'll get some more input.
Yeah, we can get Mr. Brooke.
Because they're both great voices. So.
Great. Yeah.
So it's a tie between for us, but y'all out there will let us know.
Right.
Winner is.
So if you felt down and dreary today, maybe you have, you know, I mean, maybe you, because I know here it rained a lot, you know, and I know raining can cause a lot of depression and sadness, right? But have no fear. This is the first time, I think so, that Amanda has a mental health minute, or am I wrong?
My second one, I think, because I did one. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. I talked about the decluttering, and actually decluttering is great for your mental health. Because like there's a variety of reasons. One, like having that like clean, neat environment helps you stay on track and be more focused. Having a clean, neat kitchen without all the stuff around helps you create healthy meals. Also, having a less cluttered bedroom is shown to help you sleep. and less cluttered in your house also helps with your allergies and asthma, because there's less space for your dust to collect, I guess. Mm-hmm. But that does not mean get rid of everything. Keep the things around you that bring you joy. Some people say that having some stuff helps them stay creative. So yeah, my dogs are losing their mind again for no reason. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to check on them. So yeah, declutter what you want when you can. One of the things I think especially women do, and I know Blake recently was decluttering his old clothes, but there's this trick for clothes where you do a backwards, you hang your clothes backwards. So then when you wear them, you hang them back up in the normal way. And at the end of the year, anything that hasn't been flipped around, you get rid of because you haven't worn it in a year. So chances are you don't need it. So that is a great idea for decluttering clothing anyway.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
So that's what I got. And my dogs, and I'm blaming the little Chihuahua for, he's the instigator. I feel it in my bones.
Well, I do need to learn how to do that clothes trick, because I have a lot of clothes I don't even wear. Maybe I should just throw them all out and, I don't know. I
think most of us wear the same, like, four outfits or, like,
Yeah.
We all have, like, our favorite pair of jeans and then the handful of shirts that we wear.
Right.
And there's we don't need all of the stuff. Yeah. You don't need to keep buying stuff either.
You don't. Not at all,
Your money. Do something cool, like go on a trip or go to a concert.
Yes, live concerts are where it's at. You're right.
Make memories.
Yes.
Not stuff.
Exactly.
That's what I got. So, anything else?
I think we're it, I think we're done. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Well, thanks for listening to the show today. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you can. If you would like to follow this show on social media, we are on Facebook. I still have a hard time calling it X. It's Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search for When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, and you can find us.
Everybody's going to say Twitter, so it doesn't matter.
Forever. It's fine.
All right. So would you like to be interviewed on the show? If you're a musician, please reach out to us at james@whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. Amanda Dolin, that's Dolin at whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. Or Blake, he's here too, just not with us today. So it's Blake@whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. Or you can reach us on you can message us on any of the social sites mentioned before.
And please be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you can watch interviews, music video reactions, vinyl showcases, and more. That is youtube.com/whenwordsfailmusicspeaks. Be sure to turn on the notifications bell so you can be notified when new videos are uploaded. And if you are currently watching this on YouTube, right, we belly flop that like button.
Belly flop it. Don't hit it. Just
do it.
Belly flop it. So, yes. For all of these links to find out more about us or to buy some of our amazing merchandise, visit our website, whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com.
And check out my podcast. I just, The Mental Society, finally got a new episode out. And then also got a whole new series about ADHD, everything from symptoms, how it affects your life, as well as the medication shortage that is happening, coming out. I'm really excited. So look for that. I promised y'all that the new stuff would come out, and it is actually happening. So I'm really excited about that. So thanks for being patient with me.
Nice. So thanks again very much for our sponsors in this episode of Bones Coffee and BetterHelp.com. Remember to use our discount code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order at BonesCoffee.com. They got great flavors. Anybody can enjoy them. And also remember, if you're in need, go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get a 10% off your first month of therapy and to get matched with a therapist that is perfect for you. Do we have any else? No? We're good?
I think that's it.
All right. Okay.
So thanks again for listening and watching. If you're on YouTube, I gotta remember to post this. So thanks again, and always remember,
when words fail,
music speaks.